and welcome to MFR Farming for Wednesday. I'm Richard Jones, and today the news is about something which John Scott touched on yesterday, and that's fertiliser prices. This was his comment at the Royal Highland Show.
Just bought fertiliser last week and it's all been arriving this week, and it's a horrendous price. But the price has gone up £20 a tonne since we bought it. So glad but not glad, if you know what I mean, that it's home in the shed. The cereal prices, fingers crossed, will stay up for next year as well, because if they don't, it could be pretty uncomfortable.
And with price lists being withdrawn and then coming back on with more rises, it seems to be a one-way ticket skywards at the moment. And during show week, NFU Scotland asked the EU watchdogs to investigate fair competition and price transparency in the face of an expected £25 a tonne increase. The general feeling among farmers is that along with the higher cereal prices comes the feeling from the manufacturers that they can push the retail cost per tonne of that fertiliser ever higher. Of course, it's an accusation which is firmly refuted by the trade. But the increasing costs of both fertilisers and feed hasn't gone unnoticed by the bank managers. Here's Jimmy McLean from the RBS.
If you look at, you know, behind the average, the two big costs that have really jumped up are straight feeds and fertilisers. And last time I looked, we were looking at 40-50% up, and the price is still rising. And I was reading this morning, you were talking about another £25 a tonne added to costs. So the fertiliser price is one that certainly has been increasing.
And it's both pigs and poultry still suffering from those bigger costs. Here's Jimmy McLean again.
Well, we have seen some significant improvements in pig price over the last, I guess, couple of months now. It's been fairly steady. We're still well short of break-even. It's just the fact that the break-even price has risen so much because of the price of cereals. You know, cereals can make up to 60% of the costs of that enterprise, and when you see that sort of your main input virtually doubling in price, then that's going to put a bit of strain on that sector. So the pig sector, they're probably still losing about £10 a pig at the moment, if we're being honest. And the poultry sector likewise, for different reasons, mainly on the egg side, was a market that's been oversupplied and is still oversupplied, and that's affecting the price. And you're getting a double whammy because at the other side we've got the price of grain affecting the feed costs. So these two sectors are struggling a bit.
So two really noticeable exceptions to the generally buoyant mood amongst farmers at the Royal Highland last weekend. I'll be back though with more from the showground 6:40 and 12:40 tomorrow, right here on MFR Farming.